Hallelujah. But he's in the house of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord of God. Oh, bless the name of God. Hallelujah. So with no further ado, I just want to say praise the Lord to and praise God for those on Facebook. We got new cameras and things in the house of the Lord. The Lord's blessed. We're getting ready, get ready. Y'all come visit. Come those that are out there watching. Come out and see what the Lord has done for Bread of Heaven Church. Hallelujah. Y'all just, we want to continue to bless you. And as you want to give tithes unto the Lord, you may. And it is, you can send your tithes to, because I have to write a check. Dollar sign, capital B-O-H, lowercase Nashville. That's capital sign, B-O-H, lowercase Nashville. If you want to pay your tithes and offering, you cannot be God-giving. We haven't said it in a long time, but just wanted to remind you, because your blessing that you give unto the Lord, you can't be him blessing you back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a witness. So I'm thanking God for today. We're going to have our pastor come forth. Hallelujah, to give us a word for God. He's going to bless our souls this morning. So who need a blessing today? Amen. Who need a blessing? I know I do. Hallelujah. Who need a blessing from God? Who needs a word? Hallelujah, to bless him. Yes, Jesus. So would you stand, please, as our pastor comes forward to give us a word and to bless our souls, as Russell T. Perkins comes forth to give us a word. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray, and then we'll read the scripture. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, breathe on this place. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Gospel of John. Hallelujah. As you can see from the scriptures about the feeding of the 5,000 plus, the Gospel of John chapter 6, it is the longest chapter in the whole New Testament. This miracle is recorded in all four Gospels. The only other miracle recorded in all four is the resurrection. Verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. It's also referred to as the Lake of Gennesaret. It's not a saltwater sea. It is actually a freshwater lake. Verse 2, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he had did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, or to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread, that amounts to 200 days of wages, is not sufficient for them. It was a big crowd. We find out that there were 5,000 men there. That doesn't count the women and children. According to one version, it specifically says they weren't counted. So 5,000 plus 200 days wages wouldn't cut it. Verse 8, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There's a lad here, there's a little boy here, which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Verse 13, therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves. Y'all get that? Which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. I got a simple message with a simple topic, but how many know that through the foolishness of preaching, people get saved? That a simple message can save you. A simple message can deliver you. The word teaches us that the Lord sent his word and healed them. And so whatever it is that you need, God can use his word, hallelujah, to get that what you need to you. You can leave this place altogether differently blessed than the way you came in, because we came here to have an encounter with the Lord and an encounter with the Word and an encounter with each other, and hallelujah, to have the Spirit have free reign, praise God, in this gathering. We come in his name, hallelujah. We didn't come in Russell's name, hallelujah. We didn't come even in Bread of Heaven's name in terms of the church. We came in the name of the bread of heaven. His name is Jesus. And we come, praise God, expecting something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not from a human vessel. Hallelujah. Praise God. The mailman just brings the mail. Hallelujah. And if you, and the mailman brings you a $100,000 check, don't go all hugging up on the mailman. Thank God for the person who sent it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm just a mailman. And as, was it Carl Malone or somebody said, the mailman don't come on Sunday, but yes, he does. Hallelujah. Praise God. The preacher comes on Sunday. And the word is from God. It's not from the preacher. The preacher is a vessel yielded up to God. Hallelujah. The topic is 5 loaves, 2 fish. Somebody out here been worried about trying to feed the multitude. That ain't your job. Hallelujah. Jesus will feed the multitudes. Jesus will give the increase. Quit trying to look around and make a judgment about what's happening. Just make sure that you are a good steward over the loaves and the fish. Little boy had a lunch. Hallelujah. Praise God. 5 loaves. It's not like the loaf you get at Kroger's. This is these small, hard barley loaves. 2 fish, praise God. Now, you know, I find it interesting. They talk about 200 pennies worth. They had that much money. And using that, they could have gotten way more than this little boy's lunch. But sometimes God wants us, hallelujah, to use less and let it be a seed in his hand. Just like in the day of Gideon, he said, you got too many people. He brought them down from 30 plus thousand to 300 men. Praise God. Sometimes God just wants you to trust him. Praise God. For what little you have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to be able to give what we got to the Lord. And I'm so proud of this little boy. Gave help his whole lunch. Praise God. It didn't say he had a wagon full of bread and fish, and that he decided to give part of. He gave everything he got. What would happen if God's people gave Jesus a 100% try? Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just trying to ration out. We're picking and choosing which calls we get on during the week at Bread of Heaven. We're doing all kinds of things that we're just playing around a little bit, treating the Lord like he's a part-time lover, praise God. But what would happen if you gave him everything that you have, praise God, and then stood back and watched him work? Hallelujah. And let him provide the increase, because the increase is really not our business. Yeah.
It's his business, praise the Lord. Our job is to be stewards over what that which he has given us. Our job is to trust him with what we present to him. And you know, we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That is our reasonable service. That's the only kind of service that makes any kind of sense. That's the only hope that we have to please a God who is holy. It's the only opportunity that we have to do things in the way that God told us to do it, which is to do it in faith. Hallelujah. And y'all trying to see something instead of saying what you got in your hands, praise God. What has God given you to give? Hallelujah. Trust him for the increase, praise God. Trust him, hallelujah, to feed the multitudes. Trust him to grow bread of heaven chest. Trust him to bless all the souls that he wants to reach through this ministry. Trust him, hallelujah. But we got to be faithful, hallelujah. And we got to be sold out, praise God, and give him, praise God, whatever it is he has already given us, praise the Lord. And some days it's just a little bit of breath, hallelujah. Trouble getting out of bed, mind all messed up, mind running in 5 or 6 or 20 just from directions, praise God, hallelujah. You can croak out a thank you Jesus, but you go ahead and get that out, praise the Lord. Just give him what you got. Give him what you got, hallelujah, praise God. And he knows if you're holding something back. Being liberal, being generous to God is not how much you give, praise God. It's how much you got held back after you give. So when they say Elvis Presley gave a mechanic a pink Cadillac, he had enough money to buy thousands of pink Cadillacs. Hallelujah. Generosity means when you give it all, praise God. When you give the Lord what you got, when you are generous with God, when you're not holding back, praise God. So somebody who's a millionaire and they give somebody $500,000, it's not a drop in the bucket if they get millions or a multimillionaire or a billionaire. Hallelujah. But if I had to give $500,000, it's going to take like a fishes and loaves miracle for that to happen. Praise the Lord. But the generosity, hallelujah, the idea of giving God everything we get is at the heart of what we do. Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That's our reasonable service. We try to make it like it's a big deal. It's the only thing that makes any kind of sense in the way that God has set up his kingdom. To give him what we got. To give him all the praise. I heard a man of God praying. He said, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Sometimes that's all you get. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, you know, whether you sing an on tune or out tune, hallelujah, sing praises to the Lord. And if you sing an out of tune, just let somebody else have the microphone. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But praise him anyhow. He's worthy of the praise. I wonder if anybody believes me when I say he's worthy of the praise. I just wonder if there's anybody here that loves Jesus like I do. Praise God. Do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? Do you know, praise God, that he specializes in the stuff that looks like it's too big for us? Hallelujah. That his strength is perfected, praise God. His strength is made to flow out, praise God. Remember the woman with the issue of blood, praise God? And she touched the hem of his garment, and he said, I felt virtue come out of me. I felt healing power come out of me. Praise God. We got to get to him. We got to get to the hem of his garment. Praise God. And if your faith is a little bit lacking, praise God, just touch somebody who's touching Jesus. Get to the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Praise God. And believe that God will do what he said he's going to do. And we are so focused on, hallelujah, the increase. And in one sense, it ain't even your business.
Come on, preach.
We just plant, we water, and then what? We plant some more, and we water some more. And guess what? We plant some more, and we water some more. But how we plant and how we water is important. We plant and water by faith. There are times when I would love to see more in ministry, in Bread of Heaven Church. Hallelujah. But I know what the Lord told me. I know what His Word says. I know that He is faithful and true. I know that He will do whatever He said He was going to do. I know, praise God, that God's hand was on me, praise God, when I was working nearly 100 hours a week and getting no paycheck, praise God. Because in a partnership, you give money after you pay everybody else, praise God. And if nothing is left, right, nothing for nothing leaves nothing. So if you go months without paying a check, getting a paycheck, and you know God has called you to something, you just keep on. You just keep trusting Him. You just being faithful over a few things. So when I wasn't getting paid, I was filing the papers on time for my clients. I was telling the truth to my clients when I wasn't getting paid. Hallelujah. I was doing the research and writing. I was studying the rules of procedure and evidence. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just like that man in that poem, I Too Sing America. I was back in the kitchen. Praise God. They wouldn't let me in the main room. I didn't get the big clients. I didn't get the multi-million dollar clients. Praise God. I'm just back in the room. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Being faithful. Trusting God. It didn't matter what I see. I just had to build up a reputation according to the word. Praise God. And then when due season came, my name bubbled up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't have anything to do with that. Praise God. I don't have anything to do with feeding the multitude. But God governs the increase. And faithfulness is the key to moving God. Hallelujah. Keep on keeping on. When you don't see them and everybody's trying to throw shade on you, just keep on doing it. Hallelujah. Your name is a byword. Don't be like him. Hallelujah. Over the years, people have fellowshiped with us. Over the years, people have stopped fellowshipping with us. I don't know why I haven't done a thing to anybody that I know anything about. Praise God. I'm not worried about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just keep on. Hallelujah. Sometimes we let people and situations and seen things keep us from the unseen blessing that God is trying to store up for us. Hallelujah. For the appointed time to release it to us. Hallelujah. And we mess up our blessings sometimes by getting impatient. Praise God. And God wants to do it for us in His way, in His own season. Hallelujah. And that's why he asked his disciple how much money that we have. He wanted the record to be clear. They ain't have enough. He knew what he was going to do, but yet he asked his disciple what we got in the treasury. What it looked like in the disciples of Judea bank account. They said 200 pennies worth. They said, that's not a drop in the bucket with all these multitudes we got here. Let's go to something smaller than the 200 pennies worth. Let's take this little boy's two-piece fishnet and see what that happens when we take everything that we have and put it in the hands of the one who is the multiplier. Oh. Hallelujah. We forget he's a multiplier sometimes, right? Hallelujah. We know when we hear Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we add and come up with three. But I learned a long time ago, didn't we learn at Moses Vicente Elementary School that one times one times one equals one. He's a multiplier. Hallelujah. There can be only one that has all power. It is mutually exclusive of any other being. There can only be one. Hallelujah. Who is higher than any other. There can only be one that has all power. there can only be one that spoke everything into existence. There can be only be one throne in heaven. Hallelujah. There's one God. Hallelujah. And his saving name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just stay with me a minute. I might actually finish up early. I might pull a Minister Maxwell on y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All things different about her message and a short message I might preach is she got up there and wrote the 151st Psalm and recited to us in the middle, because we only got 150 in the Bible. But God gave her the 151st Psalm, and it blessed the church. It blessed the church, praise God. So I don't have I don't have Psalm 152 for y'all today. Hallelujah today. But hallelujah, I do have what God gave me. Last night I was worried about a little bit about the message. Hallelujah. I had a totally different one than what you're hearing today. And maybe I had good reason to worry about it. But anyway, I was worried about it. The Lord spoke to my heart. Just stand on the anointing. Just stand on what I called you to. Thank you. Don't worry about the faces. Don't worry about what they say. Oh, Pastor Perkins, he a nice guy. You know? But when things start happening, they get mad at you, right? Let me tell you what happened to me once. I was coaching my son and some other boys in the 15, 16-year-old age group. Well, they get the 16-year-old age group. They got cars. They got girlfriends. They got part-time jobs. We couldn't hardly field enough people to keep from forfeiting the game. And so we had a former TSU coach who's the coach of these boys, and then he just quit. And so my son asked me to do it. I said, yeah, I got it. I'll do it. Started doing it. Didn't really have time. I made time. I did it. They weren't showing up for practice. So that's all right. We forfeited some games. Sometimes we forfeited double headers because we were playing double headers. I didn't worry about it. I just kept on going. I was upset, but I kept on going. I couldn't quit. The other coach had already quit. What kind of example would that be? You know? Y'all getting on my nerves. I'm going to go home. I'm going to take my ball home and pile. But I kept going. Hallelujah. And we were losing double headers. And every time we lose the double headers, listen to this part. This is what my point is. I would shake hands with the other coach, and the coach would be so sweet to me. Why? They think we lovable losers, right? Oh, such sportsmanship on your guys. We just enjoy having them come to our park. That's what, when people see you as a lovable loser, they don't see what God is doing in your life. Praise the Lord. So we go down to Cannon County once. I got my boys kind of ready, right? I've been drilling them. I've been talking to them rough, y'all. I said, you know what? I ain't going to chase y'all like I'm chasing a woman. Y'all need to come practice. I'm yelling at them and everything. I said, y'all might enjoy losing, but I don't. Let's at least be competitive out there. Let's at least act like, hallelujah, we know something about the integrity of the game. Talking to them rough. We went out there. I had a grand total of 10 people show up. Praise God. That was our biggest crowd. The games we didn't forfeit, we had 9. Praise God. And then we got out there. We swept them in the doubleheader. The coach got so crazy in that second game, he got thrown out of the game. After the game, the same coach who had shook my hand when they had swept us, he wouldn't even shake my hand. Hallelujah. Everybody loves a lovable loser. Praise God. Praise God. But I got news for you. I got news for the minions of heaven. I don't care what anybody in here sees. Praise God. Brother Heaven Church is not a lovable loser. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care what you see naturally, praise God. And if I can't show you what I see, then shame on me, praise God. But I see something different from perhaps what you see. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And stop worrying about feeding the multitudes.
Yes, sir.
Just give them the loaf and the fishes to Jesus. Stand back and watch him work. Get out of his way. Stop trying to worry about stuff that ain't your business. God will do what he said he's going to do. You got to try. We're trying to get a building. We didn't qualify. We didn't have enough people. Praise God. Hallelujah. I told the people, if you pay your tithes and offering, we will get a building. Praise God. Under the unction of the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't see it naturally, but I saw it in my prayer closet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People paid their tithes and offering. Praise the Lord. Went to the bank. No. Went to another bank. No. Went to a third base. They had a bank. They had a Holy Ghost filled loan officer. She said, yes. We got the building. Not only did we not miss a payment, we paid it off early. It was a 15-year loan. We paid it off in 8 years by God's grace. Why? We just kept on giving God the loaves and fishes. Hallelujah. We just kept trusting God for the little things, the day by day. Praise God. And he blessed us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have told y'all, most of y'all didn't hear it. Praise God. Apparently you didn't hear it. That's where I'll chalk it up to. Hallelujah. That if you try your best to be here at 9:15, hallelujah. I said, try your best. Y'all know I ain't going to call nobody out. I'm not wired that way. If you try your best to be here at 9:15, God will grow this church.
Hallelujah.
Just give them the fishes and loaves. And let me put it another way, because what's underneath that? And it's not really about growing the church. It's about reaching souls, reaching people who need God's word, reaching people who have had bad experiences with church, reaching people who think the preacher is out to chase the women and to keep to line his pockets with money. What if they came to a church where the pastor didn't accept any money? What if they came to a church where the pastor didn't even accept love offerings? Praise God. I'm not saying that a pastor is not worthy of the hat. What I'm saying is God has blessed me with a decent job, praise God, and until I retire, hallelujah, I ain't asking y'all for nothing. When I retire, don't be saying, give me that grinder. What if they came to a church where the pastor been married to one woman for 46 years and got a good name? Maybe not the top, you know, people say, oh, he's like Jake's. Maybe they're not saying that. But in terms of his integrity, in terms of not the sister. I don't meet with the sisters one-on-one, but if something happened to me and one of the sisters and I went to church one-on-one, they wouldn't have no worries about how I was going to behave toward them.
Right.
Hallelujah. They wouldn't be worried, oh, I better call my husband and get him down. No. Hallelujah. They know that they is as safe as they can be, praise God, in my presence. The only thing I'll be wanting to do is pray for them and to speak blessings over them. What if they went to a church with a pastor like that? Hallelujah. What if they went to a church where the saints, praise God, are for real living for Jesus? A church, praise God, hallelujah, where people believe this word. That they take the word of God seriously. And they believe that they really are supposed to present their bodies a living sacrifice to the Lord. What if people went to a church, praise God, hallelujah, where They're not hitting you every 2, 3, 4 months for some kind of special offer. Pastor's anniversary. Pastor's aid. What else? Annual day. This and that. Just pay your tithes and offering. Just give God the fishes and the loaves. Just do that. And God will meet every need. Praise God. The Bread of Heaven Assembly has. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It's not my job. It's not your job to feed the multitudes. Our job is to operate in what measure of gift we have and let God feed the multitude. Let God bring the increase. Let God, hallelujah, do the miracles. Because that's what this story is about, is a miracle. Hallelujah. And God can do miracles how he want to do miracles. When at the wedding feast of Cana, he took water and transformed it into something altogether different, wine. And he did it immediately. And anything, if you know anything about wine, it usually has to be fermented. First, you got to have some grape juice. And then you got to ferment it, and it might take months to ferment. But he took water, turned it into grape juice, turned it into wine, all in an instant, praise God. He transformed the essence of the wine. In this miracle, he didn't transform the essence of the bread and the fish. He just multiplied. It just kept coming. Hallelujah. And then when they got through, he said, take up the fragment so that nothing be lost. All the stuff you went through, it wasn't for nothing. It wasn't because God wanted you to see you hurt. It's not because God wanted to see you fail. It's not because God wanted to see you cry. It is because God wanted to produce something in you that was lasting. Hallelujah. Something that would take you from here to heaven. Something that would give you power over yourself. Something that would give you the authority to walk in power and to lay aside the sin and the weight that does so easily beset us and to run this race with patience. Hallelujah. He desires, hallelujah, his people to walk in power and to walk in faithfulness. Praise God. Yeah. And because he knows what's in us, he knows that it takes trouble a lot of times. Failure. Jesus. Separations and things among our family to push us into that place where we say, Lord, if you don't do it, it won't get done. Lord, I trust you. Here's my fishes and loaves. Here's my tithes and offering. Here's my praise and worship. Here's my generosity and kindness and hospitality toward the saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, faith as a grain of mustard seed. Hallelujah. He's a multiplier. Hallelujah. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Hallelujah. 200 days wages was too much for what God wanted to do. Hallelujah. What you've been through, the nights you worried over wayward nieces, nephews, and children, the times when you were stung in your spirit by things people said or accused you, and sometimes the accusations were not direct. They didn't say, I think you did this, or I think you are like that. They throw a little shade, hallelujah, so they could deny it if you told somebody what to say. But they knew what they were saying to you. And they knew how to say it in a way that it would hurt you. Praise God, hallelujah. And then you go tell somebody else and say, oh, that don't sound too bad. You're too sensitive. What do?
Lord, let me find the loaves and fishes in this and give it to you. Let me pour out to you, Lord, like never before. Lord, let me trust you an extra measure than I've ever trusted you before. Lord, let me stay here in this prayer closet and cry and weep and pour out, hallelujah, praise God. Let me travail, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And let me just be faithful over a few things, because Lord, hallelujah, I know the increase, hallelujah, will cause us to be rulers over many. Hallelujah. And Lord, while we're waiting, we spend most of our life in vigil, waiting on the Lord. But make sure you're waiting on the Lord. Don't wait on the thing. I know it's hard to wait on a medical test result. I know it's hard to find out whether you got the job or the scholarship or not. But consider that you're waiting on the Lord. Because if you're waiting on the Lord, he will renew your strength before the answer comes. He will open the jail doors in your heart before the real jail doors open. We have to trust him. And I'm so thankful, hallelujah, that what I got, what little I have, is much in the hands of a powerful living God. After all, why wouldn't Jesus use a fish? He's God wrapped in flesh. When Jonah got in trouble, what happened? The Lord prepared the same Jesus. The Lord prepared a great fish for him. Hallelujah. God can do anything he wants to do in your life, but you got to do your part. He's not a magician. He's not a cosmic Mr. Belvedere Butler. We have to travail and cry and present ourselves on the altar and present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. We have to give him what we have, praise God, trusting that he knows how to feed the multitude. He knows how to open doors. He knows how to close doors. He knows how to bless you. He knows how to bless Red Heaven Church. He knows how to bless your family. He knows how to heal that hurt you get over Uncle so-and-so and Auntie so-and-so and Pastor so-and-so and this person and Deacon or that mean usher that kicked you out of the church for chewing bubble gum. Hallelujah. And all God's people say. Amen. All God's people say. Hallelujah.